You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. This is Scott again with Vulcan Has a Faith, bringing you the New Birmingham. We are recording live here at Kingdom Comics. We're so glad to be here today, and we have one of my favorite artists with us today, Marilyn G. How are you, Marilyn?
I'm fine. How are you, Scott? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, definitely. You know, I mean, I followed you since the punk rock flea market and have some of your work, and you're just outstanding.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So let me tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Okay. What we're going to do, too, you have a beautiful bio. It's like a story. So we're going to post that on the website when we release the podcast so people can read it. But basically, you're the daughter of a German and an American soldier, right?
When my parents first met, my mom couldn't speak English. And my dad couldn't speak German, so they kind of made it work. My mother's also deaf, so they had a lot of communication issues, but they're an amazing love story. They really are. Wow. They were soulmates. When I think of soulmates, I think of my parents. So,
boy, I tell you, it's so hard to find that right person.
Right.
So that's a beautiful story.
Right. So I'm the product of that.
Definitely. So, you know, you started collecting pictures out of magazines and things like that. You actually started drawing at age 7. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I started drawing really right from the beginning. As long as I can remember, I've always done some form of art. I would take magazines, and especially with people's eyes, and something about it was mesmerizing. I would carry just magazines around, and then I just started to kind of trace them and draw them out. And then at 9, I started painting, but I actually started with landscapes first. Okay. So I think all artists do. They start out with seascapes, landscapes, flowers in a vase. Those basic things.
Basics, yeah. Mm-hmm. But your focus was really on the eyes and everything that you were really drawn to?
Yeah, I just didn't have the skills at that time to go into portraits and doing people's face. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't till probably 13 or 14 I started, like middle school, early high school, getting into doing faces and getting the technique down.
So in your bio, it talks about being exposed to Salvador Dali.
Mm, yes.
So tell me a little about him.
Well, I think it was probably about 9th grade. In our art department at my old high school, I went to Century High School, and right outside of the door was a poster of one of Dali's pieces. And it changed my life. I didn't know until that time seeing his work that you could paint like that you could basically do anything that you wanted. If it's in your mind, in your imagination, you can translate it to canvas or paper. His take on the world and life is just amazing.
One other of your biggest influences is music.
Oh yes.
So tell us a little about that. Do you listen to music when you draw?
Every piece has a soundtrack. And certain songs, certain lyrics will kind of trigger imagery in my head. And it sometimes will start with there. Certain characters that I do, I kind of imagine what, if it were a movie, what soundtrack would be in the background. So music's a big tool for me. I have to have it. When I first start a piece, usually it tends to be more fast music, upbeat, because with acrylic paint, you have to kind of work fast because it dries so fast. So the music is kind of momentum and motivation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it definitely is a big tool with me.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about the music, too, a little bit later on, because I know you've been featured on some things, and we definitely want to get into that. But just talking personally, tell us a little about yourself. Like, what do you enjoy about Birmingham or whatever you want to share?
Wow. Well, I'm originally from Florida. I moved here, I guess it was 96, 97. Okay. And, you know, I didn't really know that many people. And luckily, I run across a few people that were in the art community and just fell in love with Birmingham. I come from a small town, so Birmingham and seeing the horizon of the skyscrapers, that was a big deal to me, you know. Yeah. And something about it that's very inspirational. I love landmarks like the Vulcan. I love Schloss Furnas is such an amazing place. I love taking pictures there. I don't know if it's still open to where you can go visit, but used to, you could just walk in and I would take a sketchbook and just go hang out and be inspired by Schloss Furnas. But the museum here is amazing and the art community here is really, really, especially in the last 5 or 10 years coming up, to where more underground artists are starting to surface. And there's some really talented people here. Amazing people.
I so agree. You know, this podcast is about grassroots efforts. And, you know, Birmingham gets a lot of publicity about the food and things like that. You know, several things. Technology has taken off in Birmingham. But, I mean, the music, the art.
Right.
There are so many talented people like yourself out there just trying to put their work out there.
That's right. There's so many local artists here that are just, it's amazing what they're doing and no one really takes notice because it's kind of underground. And I'm proud to be in this community as well. I consider Birmingham my home. I was just thinking about this yesterday that, you know, I used to kind of say, oh, well, I'm from Florida. That's my home state. That's my hometown. And now I don't see it that way anymore. Birmingham is my home. And when I'm away from Birmingham, I miss Birmingham. You know, it's just a very magical city.
I agree. Definitely. So we met at the Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yes.
I mean, it was just the day that changed my life.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm a big art fan. So, you know, that whole venue was just special.
Saturnism is such a great place.
Yeah. So how did that event go for you as an artist?
Well, I think that's probably my first big vending event here in town. I was a little nervous because I never know how people will take my art, but it turned out to be such a great experience to be with the same group of artists that was a part of that. Amazing. They have local bands. They have everything from artists like myself to people that make clothes, jewelry, soap even. It's just a great way to support the underground arts here in Birmingham. So,
absolutely. You know, thinking about your art, can you describe what you do?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm a finger painter, which I don't think a lot of people know that when they look at my artwork that I use very little brush. I use brushes to kind of mix paint and do very, very fine lines if I can't get it with my fingers. But 99% of what you see on canvas is done with my fingers. I do portraits mainly, and I do, I don't know the effect that, I guess it's like a doubling, a dizzy effect. A lot of people say, oh, when I look at your art, I get dizzy, which I love. I like to be able to not only affect people visually, but physically as well, I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that would be the best way to describe it. As far as my subject matter, anything from Bela Lugosi to Herman Munster to Vivien Leigh. It's people that I find intriguing, whether they've inspired me by what they have done or whether they just have a look that I feel like would translate well with my art.
Absolutely. Intriguing was the one word I had in my mind about your art.
Oh, thank you.
It's very drawing. I mean, it just really draws you in and everything. So you were featured on ABC 3340 recently. So how did that go?
Oh, wow. That was nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie. This is way more relaxed than being in front of a big camera. I'm not going to lie. It was crazy, but it was a wonderful experience. They got in touch with me shortly after I did the album cover and asked me to come in and bring some of my art. And so I took about 10 or 15 pieces and just basically talked about my art and some events that I had going on at the time. So it was a really cool experience. I wouldn't want to do it every day as far as being on camera, but it was fun.
Definitely. Okay, so let's get back into the music part of things.
Okay.
You've been featured with several different artists and, mm-hmm. and disciplines and things like that. So one that really intrigues me, a couple people that I really, really love mm-hmm. is Jack Weitz mm-hmm. with Third Man Records
right.
and Bethany at Nordic Fire,
yes,
which you introduced me to.
I love Bethany so much, yes.
So tell us the whole story about Third Man Records, how you got involved, how did that get started?
Well, Third Man had announced a contest with one of their recording artists, Olivia Jean. Olivia was the lead singer of a band called The Black Bells, which was also signed with Third Man. And The Black Bells was a kind of a honky-tonk goth girl group. They were really unique, very cool. But Olivia decided to do a solo album. She is also an artist, very talented artist as well, along with her music. But she had a call for artists to submit for a album cover. So I thought, well, why not? So I submitted about 6 pieces, and she chose mine. And so it was featured on her special edition of her song, Merry Widow.
Okay.
And it was, at the time, she was performing at South by Southwest and featured that album there at South by Southwest. So it was a really, really cool experience. And to see my art for the first time on an album cover, and I admire her so much. I'm a huge fan of her music, and of course I'm a huge fan of Jack White as well, and everything that Third Man stands for. They are really a group of artists that are just trying to make things beautiful, and they're not like a bunch of stiffs or corporate. I mean, it's a very laid-back label. Everybody there is just amazing, and they really support art and music. So, and Olivia has been so amazing. She supports my art on her page, shares not only my art but other artists as well. There, it's just a really, really great label.
Just looking at your work, I would never have guessed that 90% of your work is by finger or more. But when I saw the video that Nordic Fire had with you actually doing some of your work.
Right.
It was outstanding. So how did that come about? And tell us a little.
Miss Bethany. I love Bethany so much. She is just one of those people that when she enters a room, it's like a breath of fresh air. And she is so talented. I love her music so much. She got in touch with me through Facebook. I don't know how she came across me, but she messaged me with an idea about a video and if I would be interested. And of course I told her, absolutely. So she picked probably about 10 or 15 pieces that I'd already done for my collection. And then she asked if she could record me creating a couple as well. And I'll be honest, I was a little nervous. I don't usually let people watch me, so the fact of having cameras in my home, and it was a little nerve-wracking, but once you get the hang of it, and I kind of forgot that they were there, but it was amazing. I actually did one piece that was inspired by the song, and then another piece that was actually Bethany, and can't remember right now. Billy Hummy, I believe, was the director on that out of Atlanta. And he did an amazing job, him and Bethany, putting it together, editing. And it took about 2 months to do.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it looks really fast on the video, but, yeah, it was about a 2-month project.
Well, I'm sure that made you nervous and everything, but it was so cool to see you actually doing that. And the music is just absolutely beautiful.
Her music is it went so well. The way that they edited that video with the way that I was moving my fingers to a T with the violin and her voice, they did a great job.
Absolutely.
Very proud of that one. Very proud of that project.
I will definitely be posting the video so people can see
absolutely
what you actually do. I mean, it's just amazing that you do that by finger. It's just crazy. So you have like an upcoming show or something, don't you?
I do. It's going to be December the 3rd, and it's called Voyeur. And it's going to be at Arrow Child Tattoo Studio on Magnolia. And basically the concept is, you know, people nowadays, they're really into social media. People promote themselves through social media. They communicate with other people from across the globe. So what I've done is basically ask for submissions of profile pictures. And I'm taking people's profile pictures and turning them into art. And I've got some interesting submissions so far that are is going to be really cool. But a friend of mine who owns Era Child, I've known for years, and he approached me about having some of my art there. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't we just have a show? So that's coming up in December, and I'm very excited about it. It's my first show here in Birmingham, so it's kind of, I guess, a coming out party for me here in Birmingham. But it's stressful, but it's a good stress.
Absolutely.
It's a good stress.
Yeah. Wow, to be featured on that, that's going to be outstanding. Do you have any other events or anything coming up that you're going to be at?
Well, there's going to be another punk rock flea market, which this time it's going to be a 2-day event, which is going to be really, really cool. It's grown so much that Raquel has decided to do Saturday and Sunday. So there will be different artists featured both days and different bands both days. I'll be there Saturday, and it's kind of a Halloween theme. It's going to be October 22nd and 23rd, and I am Halloweening my booth out. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to have more prints available and some new pieces. And this go around, I've started to do smaller pieces, smaller originals, sketches that are more affordable. I try to do a price range with my customers. I have everything from $1 to $500, just depending on what you want. I try to think of everybody, and with doing smaller originals, they're affordable. So if someone really don't want a print, they would rather have the actual piece. I have actual pieces that are, I think, well priced.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. I mean, your work is very well priced.
Oh, thank you. I try.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to the Punk Rock Flea Market. We'll be there. I think
we're
on that Saturday too. So.
Oh, cool.
We'll definitely.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I really encourage everybody to come down and see your work then, and then when you have your show in December,
yes,
they'll be well prepared.
I hope so.
So how can people find out more about you? Are you on social media, correct?
I am on social media. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is Marilyn G. Art, and on Facebook it's MarilynGArt/facebook.com. Mm-hmm. However, my art page says Marilyn Breakin Art, which Breakin is my married name, but it's me. It's still me. I'm working on, I have a website, but it is so outdated, I need to get it updated, and I'll hope to have my website up and running pretty soon. So
before the December show, do you
think? I hope so. It's a lot of work with a website, and I have I do about a piece every day. So you can imagine how much art that I have that has to be uploaded.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's a job within itself.
I bet. Yeah, websites are a lot of work.
Yes.
But definitely let us know when you get that up, and we'll post the links to
absolutely,
it also.
Absolutely, of course.
Marilyn, it has been so good to have you here
today. Thanks for having me. This was awesome.
Yes.
And you know, I just love you, so this is great.
Yeah, I mean, we have that connection. I mean, your art and, you know, my love for art, I could never do what you do, but it's just so inspiring to see people like you actually putting out true art, something that is from the soul, that's not
absolutely
manufactured or told by someone to do this. It's something that you do.
Well, I appreciate you, and I love people like you who are art enthusiasts, that they may not be able to actually paint or draw, but they feel a connection with that art. You know, art is life, it's truth. So depending on the type of art or the artist, you feel that connection. That's a beautiful thing. And in this world, we need more things like that.
Absolutely.
You know,
we definitely wish you the best in the future.
Thank you.
And anything we can do to help you, we're here for you.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.